My name is Ivan Sinati, the author of Millions in Your Storm. This is what I will liken storms to. Storm is when you have all the money in your life and you don't have a wife and you feel you need one. Let me tell you, it is a storm. If you have a wife, you have money, you don't have kids, it's a storm. If you have everything but you don't have a place to sleep, it is a storm. If your car gives you a challenge on the highway, whereas you are not getting anybody to assist you, it is a storm. If you are traveling with a motorbike and eventually it starts raining, it is a storm. If I want to mention the instances that gives us storm, I will not be able to finish. But here is what I want you to understand. Storm is in everyone's life. But when you understand that it is part of life, and we either stay in it and get the best out of it or run away from it and get nothing at the end of the day, it's our own choice. But as a master of the storm, I need to enlighten you about a few things. When pain comes, there is no time to escape from it. You have to embrace it, knowing that love buried with hope shall conquer it. A pregnant woman goes through the storm of carrying a baby for 9 months. Some mothers go past the normal 9 months journey. During this moment, they go through several challenges, situations of varying frequency. Cramps, unusual cravings, mood swings, body swells, nausea, heat flashes, and more can only stay until the time for delivery. In the end, she picks up her baby and forgets the pain, the painful travel she went through before delivery. She smiles at her treasure of a baby. Life is worth everything. Sometimes we get unlucky when challenges rampage. Yes. I'm the master of the storm, someone who can go through thick and thin of life and still get the best out of it. I posted recently on my status that stop pretending as if someone deceived you about life. I think from the early stage of our life, we are always being told that life is very difficult. Growing up, if you find life to be difficult, it's not a news. But if you find life to be easy, that is a news. It means that you have done something so exceptional about your life that is yielding a positive result. So wake up every morning, have in mind that yes, indeed, life is not easy. But if I'm stepping out of the house, I'm going to pay attention, develop or mount or identify strategies that is going to help me have life at least on an easy manner. A lot of things will cross you, a lot of things will happen to you, but at the end of the day, you should not be so broken because it didn't go your way, because you already promised that already. So you have to now find strategies to make life better for yourself. Some of the things that causes us to have life uneasy is caused by us. It causes us to have life uneasy, but it's often caused by us, our actions and our inaction, the things we do, the places we go, the way we think can lead us into a moment of displeasure. It can lead us to a time where we have everything wrong or things not moving in the right direction. Yes, it is true. Okay, if you think that envy, because you enjoy it, you have to keep it up, then trust me, it is tomorrow going to cause you a storm, or it's going to cause you a moment that you have things moving not in the right direction. If ignorance, when I use ignorance, I'm trying to say that the things that you ignore, it can cause a great storm in your life. It can cause a great storm in your life. Procrastination can lead to a great storm in your life. If what you think that, okay, I have this objective that I have to execute tomorrow, And then, oh, no, I'm not going to do it this time. I'm going to do it another time and another time and another time. You are enjoying by pushing it away and away and away. Nothing really matters. But trust me, tomorrow you are going to have life on an easy platform where you'll be like, why is life so difficult? Yes, it is. Because you have neglected the necessary actions by day. You have to be willing to take the necessary action. If you don't know how to say sorry, if you don't know how to say please, it is going to cause you a storm. If you don't have discipline over your life, already life is not easy, which we are much aware. Why have a certain kind of life that will make life being uneasy more intense than it's being cheaper? Great. You see, you step out of the house every day. Be alert. Open your eyes. Open your mind. Be willing to mingle and relate with people. Find out, okay, how can I get this easy? How can I get this moving? How can I be able to work out of this? If planning is the way, plan. If you have to plan, be willing to plan. Be not always willing to get things easy. No, sit down. Plan step by step. If it did not go according to plan, that means that you did your best, but you did nothing about life, and then you expect it to go the way you thought of. That is not going to be possible. Storm in itself crashes people. I have seen mad people on the street, and I know deeply that these people were once wise, intelligent. But life itself crushed them. Why? They failed to do what they are supposed to do. Ignored necessary knowledge. If you ignore consistently a necessary knowledge, you are carving a piece of a storm for yourself. And this one is not caused by nature. It is caused by you. Not all storms are caused by nature or by God. I always said in my book that the storm comes to teach us something. If I say it came to teach you something, that doesn't mean that it is always orchestrated by the Spirit to come to you. It came to remind you that, look, there is something that you have ignored. Wake up and pay attention to it. This you were supposed to do, you didn't. That you were supposed to do, you didn't. That is why the storm came to you. If you think that is not enough, if you think that is not necessary to cause you a storm, then there are some storms that came out of ignorance. You didn't know. This you didn't know. So it comes to teach you. Some are caused by you, and some because you didn't know, it came to teach you to know. And the ones that are caused by you, it is still there to teach you to now prevent it in your own way. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to me at this moment, trust me, the storm will come and will always come. It will not cease coming until you become a good student who have learned and then being awarded a good result after your time of studies. Life is ready to give you what you ask for, but it is also ready to train you. If you are not ready, then procrastinate the result instead. Procrastinate the result. I don't want this result. I want it another time. That means that you are not ready to put in the necessary work. Without much ado, stay tuned as I keep blessing you with the knowledge of the storm. Have a wonderful time. Bye-bye.